When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. To find more information about the Preacher Boys podcast and upcoming documentary, visit PreacherBoysDoc.com or connect on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hello and welcome to the Preacher Boys podcast. My name is Eric Skwarzynski. I'm, of course, your host. And on today's episode, I wanted to give a breakdown of the Josh Duggar case and what we know thus far. There's been a lot of really good dialogue and conversation happening, but there's also been a lot of confusion, a lot of trying to put the pieces together as to where everything fits and what is actually being charged, what is actually being looked at, what is actual evidence in pertaining to this case. And there are amazing people that are doing great breakdowns of this. I definitely recommend you check out the Thriving Forward Facebook page by Emily Anderson. She's been on the show before. She's doing a phenomenal job giving recaps on this case, and definitely encourage you to check out her content. But I know there's many people that follow this show. This is a high-profile case of abuse by a fundamentalist within the Duggar family. It's a very high-profile case. And so I know there's many people that want to hear a little bit of perspective from this show, this platform about it. And I know that there's been a lot of questions coming through the comments on YouTube, Facebook, a lot of direct messages asking about this. So I wanted to share just a couple details, what we know thus far, and try to keep it short, sweet, to the point. That way, someone who's trying to keep up with this case but doesn't have the time, because there is a lot of information out there, this will give some quick bullet points as to what we know thus far. So on today, December 9th at 10:15 a.m., Joshua Duggar was found guilty on two counts of receiving and possessing child sexual abuse material. The sentencing is going to be determined at a future hearing, but he faces a maximum sentence of 40 years. So right now, I just want to lay out this very clearly. There's been a lot of confusion as to the charges themselves and to what he was found guilty for. So many already know, but within the case, it was permitted for stories and testimony about prior molestation that has been talked about at length about Josh Duggar involving his sisters and other victims close to the Duggar family. That is not what the trial is about. And so some people were confused in the comments going, only 40 years? Why are they only talking about the child pornography? Why aren't they talking about the abuse and molestation? The statute of limitations on much of that has already passed. It is testimony that's been permitted into the courtroom to help build a picture for the case. But unfortunately, that's not something that's being charged at this time. So while those stories were shared, and I'm going to get into those a little bit here on today's episode, that is not what he's being charged for. The case at hand involves him accessing child pornography. And so that is what the court case is about. I wanted to clear that up right out of the get-go. And to give a breakdown for those that don't already know what sparked all of this, KNWA reported that in 2019, agents raided Duggar's Arkansas business to look through his desktop computer and personal MacBook laptop. Josh had accountability software called Covenant Eyes. Many of you will be familiar with that software, installed on his computer that monitored internet activity in order to ensure that he was not scouring pornography sites. The agents found that Josh actually had a Tor browser in order to access the dark web without being detected by Covenant Eyes. For those of you that aren't familiar with what Covenant Eyes is, essentially it's a software for accountability that looks at the content that you're viewing online. So it looks at your internet search history, and as you're browsing on your phone or computer, it will occasionally take screenshots, and artificial intelligence will actually analyze the data that you're looking at, see if there's any unsafe or pornographic sites that you've accessed, and we'll send those to an accountability partner who will see if you've accessed anything inappropriate, and they'll be able to keep you accountable in that area. So Josh had this accountability software, which raises the question, how did it not flag anything he was looking at? What he had set up was actually a split partition within his computer, so he could access, I believe it's Linux in the one hand, and this other browser called Tor, where he could access the dark web. And then he had the other partition, which was his normal, work and personal computer that was monitored by Covenant Eyes. So basically, he would flip a switch, for lack of a better term, and switch into a different computer that was completely unmonitored. And I'll get into how he got that set up here in just a minute. Hey, everybody, we're going to get back to the show in just a minute. But before our brief intermission, I'd like to introduce a thought-provoking new podcast called Psychotherapy. That's two words if you're going to go search for it right now. This show sheds light on the very real issue of abusive therapists and pastoral counselors. In every helping profession, including therapy, there's a vulnerability to exploitation. And Psychotherapy delves deep into the red flags, risks, and real-life stories of those affected by unethical practices. Tune in to Psychotherapy with Leah Denton on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows.
I'm Leah Denton, and this is Psychotherapy, a show dedicated to providing survivors of therapy harm a platform to share their stories and to offer language for those of us trying to make sense of our own experiences with the psycho in the therapist chair.
So on Monday morning, the last two witnesses were called. There were many witnesses throughout this case, forensics people and things like that. And one of the initial ones, I think this is important to talk about, on December 3rd, KATV reported that, they were given a virtual tour. So the jury was given a virtual tour of Duggar's computer by James Fottrell, the director of the FBI's high-tech investigation unit. And he demonstrated how he compiled and hid an alleged stockpile of child pornography. So this demonstration that was shown to the jury included screenshots that showed that Duggar had used the dark web to search for illegal child pornography. And KATV reported that there was a video downloaded of a three-month-old. Previously, we had believed it was 8 years old, I think was the youngest, but there was a video of a three-month-old being tortured and sexually abused. It says, one of the files shown the demonstration was marked Daisy's Destruction, reported by the Daily Mail. Displayed an infant girl of 3 or 4 months being sexually abused. Quote, the infant is crying and screaming, end quote, Fottrell told jurors, according to the New York Post. It's one of the most offensive videos that he's familiar with throughout his whole career. And the way that this was set up was actually by a friend of the Duggars. Now, obviously, it's not clear that it was set up with this intention. Obviously, it was on the part of Duggars. But Jim Holt, testified that in 2010, 2 years after Josh had married Anna, Josh had asked him how to install a Linux partition into a computer. A Linux partition was found in Josh's work computer by Homeland Security. It's believed Josh installed it to bypass Covenant Eyes, the accountability program that had been installed on his computer in 2013 and would flag any illicit content. So this family friend did testify in court under oath that he helped Josh Tugger set up this partition for him to utilize. So on Monday morning, Jim and Bobby Holt, it's a husband and wife, were called to the stand. They were the last two witnesses in this case, and the Holts are longtime friends of the Tuggers. This is where we really get to shed more light on the molestation scandal that happened many years prior. This is something that has been very fuzzy, the details on this. Up to this point, at least for myself, the only information that I'd known is that there was one instance in which Josh had molested his sisters while sleeping and a family friend as well. And that's bad enough. That's a horrible, horrific thing. But the testimony by Bobby Holt, who still considers herself a friend of the Tuggers, still loves Josh, she said from the stand, testified that this went on for a lot longer. So Emily Anderson over at Thriving Forward kind of broke this down. The Holts are longtime friends of the Tuggers, and their daughter was in a formal courtship with Josh when they were both 14 years old, extremely young, and they hoped to marry in the future. Bobby Holt testified that in 2003, Jim, Bob, and Michelle asked to meet with Bobby and her husband to discuss something. The four adults met in the Tuggers' master bedroom with Josh present. Josh, who was 15 at the time, explained to Bobby that for the past few years, he'd been molesting four of his younger sisters and an additional victim who remains unidentified. Bobby stated, quote, he, Josh, told us so our oldest daughter would understand why the relationship had to end. Bobby then testified that Josh told her in private at a later conversation that the behavior began when he was 12 years old. So there's a 3-year gap here, 12 years old, and that when Josh was 15, he digitally raped his 5-year-old sister while he read the Bible to her as she sat in his lap. Throughout the testimony, Bobby broke down in tears and explained that she still loves Josh and that testifying was a miserable experience for her. And then it went on. Jim testified about setting up the partition. On a Tuesday morning, there were many family members that attended for the first time. We got to see David Keller attending with his new wife, Hannah Reber. They have been Josh's guardians for the past 7 months while he's been out on bail. Jed and Jana Tugger also attended for the first time, as well as Jessa Seawald. And Jim Bob was seen for the first time as well. And recently there was footage released of them all exiting in light of the guilty verdict. And one last piece of really damning evidence here. It was also revealed within court that the same password that was used to access child pornography on those accounts is the same password that was used on Josh Tugger's family Instagram account and for their banking information. That was all shown to the jury as well. They deliberated for a couple hours and found him guilty on these two counts. Again, the sentencing will happen in a future hearing, but he's facing a maximum sentence of 40 years, which I know for many people is something that is disappointing. It doesn't feel like enough time. And as with all these cases, you always ask yourself, what is the right amount of time? Nothing ever is going to seem like enough. But I think the things we can be thankful for is Josh doesn't have any access to children right now, which is a very good thing, especially newborn children that are in his home right now, all of the children within the Tugger family. And also it's good to have more clarity on the extent and severity of what these crimes were. And we can only hope that the judge is going to rule fairly, give maximum sentence for this case. And hopefully this will, lead to the protection of the kids within the Tugger family. That's all the information we have right now. I don't want to speculate on anything. I don't want to give my point of view on any of this right now. I want to make sure that I'm just giving you the information that you need. Again, I definitely recommend checking out Facebook pages like Thriving Forward. Emily Anderson, grew up within a similar world as the Tuggers, is giving a lot of light and perspective on the Bill Gothard trainings and things that have influenced a lot of this along the way. And so if you want any opinion stuff, I definitely recommend her over my specific platform and show. But I want to make sure for those that are solely followers of this channel or of this podcast that I gave some insight into what's happening and broke this down, because there is a lot to follow. And even for myself, keeping track of all of it is difficult. But that's all the information as we know thus far. If you have any questions or additional information, feel free to reach out in the comments of this video, reach out on Facebook or through the email preacherboysdoc, that's preacherboysdoc@gmail.com, and I will definitely keep you posted as we find out more information. Thank you so much for watching this video, and really appreciate you tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes, and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.